Welcome to the Personal Report, the Dental Practice Podcast. This is David Schwab. To learn more about me, visit me on the internet at davidschwab.com. This is Podcast 1, the secret statistic that is costing you money. Let's get right to it. I travel all over the country, I lecture for dental practices, and when I talk to dental team members and to doctors, I always ask, how many new patients do you get in a given month? And I must tell you that everybody knows the answer. There are practices that are small, that are large, there are general practices, specialty practices, but everybody seems to know the answer. They can look at their numbers over a 12-month period, they can divide by 12, and they can say our average number of new patients per month is X number of new patients. But then I ask another question. I ask this question. I say, how many patients call as potential new patients, talk to somebody at the front for a little while, and then decide after a few minutes, well, I'll call you back, or I'm not sure. In other words, how many people call, and they could be new patients, but they do not convert, and they don't come into the office? I find that most practices don't know the answer to that question. Now, I've had doctors and team members tell me, it doesn't happen very often. I just don't think that over the course of the year, we get a lot of those people who are just shoppers and calling and don't make appointments. But the people who tell me that they don't think it's happening often or it's not a big deal are often the same people who say they don't track the statistic. So they really don't know. And I can tell you that the shoppers, the ones who are calling and not converting, not coming in and becoming new patients, they're increasing. We've got more and more dental practices nowadays that are getting patients over the internet, through social media. People are finding practices in different ways, and we've got patients who, quite frankly, are shoppers. They're very price sensitive. They want to call and ask, how much do you charge for a procedure? Do you do this? Do you take my insurance? Sometimes these are short conversations, and no thank you, I'll call you back, and sometimes and frequently often, they actually never do get around to calling you back. The next question I ask is, well, if patients are calling as potential new patients, if they are not converting, if they're not coming in, do you follow up with them? Do you call them back and courteously try to renew the conversation and develop the relationship? And the answer I get most often to this question is, well, often we don't have their name and we don't have their number. Because what happens is some of these patients call and it's a quick conversation, they're off the phone, but some of these patients do take a lot of time. They're on the phone with somebody at the front desk for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I've heard people on the phone when I listen to calls for 15 minutes or more. As you know, 15 minutes or more is a long time for somebody to be on the phone with a potential new patient, especially when the call ends with a hang up. I'll call you back, and these folks ordinarily don't call back. So in other words, it's a lost opportunity. What can we do to fix this? I will tell you what many large businesses and now many small businesses do. When a new patient, a potential new patient calls, everyone is courteous and polite. You know that. You do a great job of it. But early in the conversation, in the first couple of sentences after the initial pleasantries, the person who answers the phone asks this question. In case we get disconnected, may I please have your name and phone number? Now think about that. In case we get disconnected, may I please have your name and phone number? That's a technique that is just used all the time in business now so we can capture the data. We want the new patient to call, but then we want to find out who they are because sometimes one phone call isn't enough to get them into the office. It turns out that about 95% of the people who are asked politely for their name and phone number will give it. Now, not everybody will give their name and phone number, and you know what? That's all right. It's a funnel. We've got 95% of the people who are not converting giving their name and phone number. Then, a couple of days later, we can have somebody at the front desk call that patient back with great courtesy, very low-key, very polite, and say, Mrs. Higginlooper, we had a nice conversation on the phone the other day. I'm just calling to answer additional questions for you and assist you in making an appointment. We won't get all of those on the phone. We won't get all of those to convert. But we will get a percentage, and it's always a numbers game. But we can't do the follow-up if we don't have that critical information, the name and phone number to follow up in the first place. Think of this as a new verbal skill, a new discipline, a new protocol. We're going to capture, if at all possible, the name and the phone number of every patient who calls in. Because you know what? Sometimes you do get disconnected. People call on cell phones. I've listened to conversations where a new patient called. It all sounded really good. They had a lot of dental needs. And what happened? Well, the cell phone connection was dropped, and no, the person didn't call back. People who call dental offices and their shoppers, they're asking questions. Think of these as people who are raising their hand. They're saying, I've got a problem. I've got a dental issue. I don't know where to start. I've been looking on the internet. I don't know what it costs. I don't know what I need. Can you help me? And if they don't get the right answer right away, they may be a little shy and they may go away. But if we can call them back, if we can follow up, then maybe, just maybe, we can bring them in and then you can help them. I submit to you that over the course of a year, there are more of these patients who don't convert than you would ever assume. And I submit to you that some of these patients have significant needs. They're big cases. And the goal is to follow up with them, get them into the office so you can provide the treatment they need. Until next time, this is the Personal Report, the Dental Practice Podcast.